This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful teaching titled The Determinants, which are the things that determine the outcome of your life, based on Ecclesiastes 9, verses 10 to 11. Today, he summarizes all that he has shared so far.
I've been sharing on the subject determinants, which means the things that determine the outcomes of our lives. Is marriage random? A good marriage? Is it just by luck? Is it random? What determines it? Knowing God, is it random? What determines it? Being financially secured, is it luck? What determines it? Going to heaven, is it lottery? What determines it? So there are things that determine the course of your life or the outcome of your life or the way your life turns around. Even if you're in a relationship, whether you enjoy it or not, what determines it? So that's the determinants, the things that determine our lives. And we've been looking at it. And number one, I said effort. So here it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it and do it with all your might. In other words, effort determines what happens to you. Number two, I said it takes the grace of God. Exodus chapter 9 verse 11, Solomon said, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, bread to the wise, riches to men of understanding, favor to men of skill, time and chance happens to them all. In other words, he says, I've seen people who are very fast lose a race. Normally, fast people win the race. But I've also seen very fast people lose a race. I've seen very strong people lose a battle. We always need the grace of God. You may make plans, I'm going to build a house. You may finish building that house, but you will never live in that house. You may die before you even enter the house. Number three, I spoke about seasons. To everything, there's a season and a time. The word season means a period of time that is favorable to do something. So in life, when things become easy for you, remember that it's your season. Number four, opportunity. It says time and chance. Opportunity. I believe that God gives us opportunities, but it is safe to assume that the opportunity will only be one, so that when it comes knocking, you take advantage of it. Because sometimes when we fail to take an advantage of an opportunity, you will not see it again for the next 20 years before it will arrive again. I remember I started driving my first Land Cruiser. I was 20 something years old. Miraculously, new one. It was an opportunity. Somebody had a new Land Cruiser and said to me, do you like it? And the Holy Ghost whispered in my ear, it's an opportunity. I could have said, I'm going to think about it. You don't think about such things. You react. Because it's unheard of. An opportunity is a door that opens that's unheard of. It's an opportunity. But opportunity has a window period. If you don't move fast, the opportunity will close. David had only one opportunity to fight Goliath. He was not even a soldier. Only one. If he had missed that opportunity, he would have remained a shepherd boy for the rest of his life. So never look at opportunity and say another one is coming. Assume that it's the last one. Hallelujah. I was like, even if your children are young, an opportunity to play with them, because the stage that they are in, when they cross that stage, you will never be able to get to that stage again. We spoke about speed. Exodus chapter 9, verse 11. It says, the race is not to the swift. In other words, most of the time, the people who are fast, they go forward. But not all the time. And sometimes the grace of God is hanging around for a period for you to do something. And when the grace of God is around, you must move with speed and run with the grace. Because that grace will go away after some time. Very important. Sometimes it's the grace to marry. And when that grace comes, you must move with speed. Because when the grace lifts, you realize that now it's very difficult. When you sense the grace of God on your life, move with speed. Because that grace will not last for a very long time. Hallelujah. Number six is strength. Tell us what is strength. It says, the battle is not to the strong. In life, one thing that determines whether you win a battle is your strength. So strength is key. Now, I want to begin by giving you three reasons why you must be strong. Number one, to obtain the promises of God. That's why you have to be strong. You know, when you are working with God, God makes promises to you. Maybe you have a dream. Maybe there is a prophecy about you. Maybe you read a scripture. And when you read that scripture, it ministers to you and you believe that it's going to happen to you. Now, all these things, they are pictures of your potential and what you can do. When I gave my life to Christ, Jesus appeared to me and he told me, you are going to be a minister of God. And he told me, I'm going to use you around the world. And I saw myself preaching in different countries to large congregations. Meanwhile, I didn't know anything. It was a promise. God had poured out of his spirit upon me. Acts 1:17 says, shall come to pass in the last days, says God. I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. The old men shall dream dreams. So he gave me a picture of my future. I thought it was going to happen the following day. It's taken many years. But what I can say is that I have seen a lot of these promises come to pass. But one thing that God has required from me, I realize, is strength. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, God spoke to Israel. This was the time when Israel was ready to go over the Jordan to obtain the promises that God had made to them. What was the promise? The promise was that God said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Exodus 3:7. I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows. And I've come down to bring them up out of that land. Unto a good land. Unto a large. Unto a place flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. That was the promise. It took them more than 40 years for this promise to come to pass. So in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, let's read it. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in to possess the land. He said, if you are few in numbers, you are weak, you cannot. Although God made the promise. He said, your strength has to go up. He said, you have to multiply. Otherwise, you cannot. I don't know what promise God has made to you. But remember that if you are weak, it won't come to pass. So Joshua crossed over with the children of Israel. And God told Joshua the same thing. That's why I have Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Then verse 9 says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Because all their fathers, all of them had died. Not because God wasn't God, but because they were weak. And so Joshua crossed over to the promised land. And this time they were strong. They fought and they possessed the land. Jesus had it tough. You and I are going to face a tough time. Push your neighbor and say, be strong. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. In business, be strong. In serving God, be strong. You say, people are talking about you, so you have left the choir. Be strong. So to obtain the promises of God, God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou mayest meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Number two, you have to be strong because of problems and enemies. That's why you have to be strong. David had a lot of enemies. His first enemy he had to fight was a lion. He had a job as a shepherd. Being a shepherd was his office. Being a shepherd was his business. But around his business, there were enemies. Whilst you are doing your business, lions will come. Whilst you are working for the Lord, bears will come. Whatever you are doing, the lions will come. David did not run away when he saw the lion. He was was strong. He said, I'll face these lions. Sometimes the debt that you have is like Goliath. Thick and strong. If God be for you, who can be against you? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Fear not. Go on your knees. Be strong. Pray to God for wisdom, direction, hard work, dedication, before you realize you have slain your Goliath with one single stone. May you slay your Goliath with one single stone. Number three, obedience to God's word. If you're going to be obedient to God, you have to be spiritually strong. A spiritually weak person cannot obey God. That's why you must pray, you must read your Bible, you must wait upon God. You must be strong spiritually.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that how far you go in life is determined by your effort, speed, the grace of God, the season of your life, as well as your spiritual, mental, physical, and financial strength. Join us same time Monday for another exciting session with Kaffa Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kaffa Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kaffa Baden, and for existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272 or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233 55 790 10 or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/Kaffa Baden.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kaffa Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kaffa Baden Air Power. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kaffa Baden. It's that simple. Kaffa Baden Air Power app. On the go with a word.